This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some help from James Bond, as they can't really do the heavy lifting. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope wherever you are safe, sound, and at least kicking back and enjoying life wherever you are listening to us, be it a rural, amazing spot, a big city, a suburban area, or off our shores of the United States, somewhere outside of our bubble, if you will. So James Bond, there is a new Bond coming up. It is the last one for Daniel Craig, and Daniel Craig quickly became one of my favorite Bonds, by the way, and he was in some of my favorite movies that were ever done in the Bond franchise, and I don't know, is that Skyfall, Casino Royale, which is, of course, a remake of the original. And now there's no time to die. And I find that even some younger people really like James Bond. I'm saying not just those of us in our 40s and early 50s and beyond that, but people who are younger, who grew up watching Bond, maybe with a parent who was crazy for the franchise and knew all the James Bonds and liked the argument of who was the best and what was the best music and who were the best characters and what was the best as far as some of the filmmaking was concerned with the Bonds and some of the stunts and crazy things that that were ever done. And the franchise goes way back, my friends. And I'm of the mind that I like I said, the current Bonds. But if you had asked me before, I would have told you there were Bonds that I liked in the 90s, too. So it's interesting. It's been, again, quite an amazing ride for that whole Bond franchise. Somehow they reinvent themselves. So the fifth one for Daniel Craig, we're going to do a cheap movie review coming up about that movie that's opening up. And then we're going to, of course, dive into the buzz across the land that the government is staying open. But our producer slash technical director for this particular show, Alex Kay, falls into the younger set of people who told me something interesting off the air. While he's not watching and consuming all these Bonds like a crazy person, he's not watching them all. He's not sitting there on Netflix or some other streaming service. He did tell me that there was a connection to Bond and the gaming industry, and I had no idea. So Alex Kay, back at the mothership, tell us what that connection is.
All right. Well, speaking of Bonds we liked in the 90s, James Bond GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64 came out in 97. And it was an extremely impactful game because it had shooting with your friends, basically. And if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have Call of Duty or Fortnite or any of those games.
Wow. So really kind of the Bond deal, like you say, GoldenEye kicked that door open.
It really did, yep, and there's been plenty of remakes and games after Chasing the Dragon, but that one was the one.
Wow, I love it. All right, so thanks, you have enlightened us. I needed to know that. I mean, I know Call of Duty, and I have nephews that have played it, etc. I play it terribly when I get pulled into it, but now I know where kind of that line started, so that's so interesting. And I just kind of wonder with the people listening, do you have a favorite Bond? I mean, it's such a layup question, right? Or a favorite Bond movie. I think part of it has to do with some of the bad bad guys and or bad women, if you will, the anti-heroes that the Bond character goes after. I think that's part of the, I don't know, I think that's part of the lore. But we'll talk about that when we get to our cheap movie review. There's nothing cheap about it, or at least I don't think so. Finally, there was a deal that was cut to keep the government open. So TikTok, the clock has stopped, and the government is funded till the beginning of December. But that went through. What didn't go through, as the president was signing the bill to avert the government shutdown, and the ink wasn't quite dry, there were still arguments about infrastructure and the amount being spent in that bill. Joe Manchin, a big obstacle to what the Democrats want to have happen. So infrastructure, no vote there. And the debt ceiling threat, another high stakes battle between the Democrats and the Republicans, the brawl on the Hill. Giving the Treasury Department additional borrowing authority beyond the current statutory limit of $28.4 trillion. A historic U.S. debt default could happen around October 18th if Congress doesn't act, according to the Treasury Secretary. So Republicans say, yeah, we don't want any part of this debt limit increase. It's the Democrats' problem. They control Congress, the White House. It's on their laps. Let them figure it out. The Democrats say that about $5 trillion of the nation's debt is the result of tax cuts and spending paths during Donald Trump's presidency. The House approved a bill late on Wednesday suspending the debt limit through December 2022. The Senate could vote on it next week, but Republicans will block it. They're going to block it because, again, this is what they say. Look, you have the marbles. You figure it out. And so here's the thing. When you have Democrats that are jumping ship, and Joe Manchin is the key to this. He's the big key. But he said this a long time ago, months ago. I want to say it was 2 months ago, definitely at least a month ago. He said that, you know, it shouldn't cost more than $1.5 trillion, far lower than the $3.5 trillion price tag that has been floated, that he's not going to do that when it comes to anything related to the hurdle of infrastructure, right? So that's part of this whole thing. What's going to happen with infrastructure? And he's not the only one. There are some other Democrats that are balking. So it's razor-thin majorities in Congress there. The stopgap spending bill approved in the Senate does provide money for communities hit by hurricanes, wildfires, other natural disasters. Money to help Afghan refugees is also stuck in there. But the debt ceiling threat is definitely getting the Republicans on board, and I don't see that happening. And in an Ipsos national opinion poll that was done for Reuters a couple of days ago, 65, that would be amazing, you've got 85% of anything, 65% of adults, including 8 in 10 Democrats and 5 in 10 Republicans, are very or somewhat concerned that Congress will fail to reach a debt deal in time. 30% think congressional Republicans deserve the most blame if there's a government shutdown. 21% would blame Democrats in Congress. 16% would blame Biden. We don't have a government shutdown right now, but we got a debt crisis that is looming. Send me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock.
I tried.
These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Done one of these in a long time. Thinking of going to the movies anytime soon? This would be a good one because you need to see it on a big screen. Finally, the next Bond installment is coming out, and it's the last one for Daniel Craig. I thought he did a great job as James Bond. When he first was chosen, I wasn't so sure, but I really warmed up to him. So this is his fifth and last one. And it looks to be, pretty entertaining. I think they pulled out the stops for this. And, of course, I'm not surprised. That's the whole idea, right? Bigger, better, badder, and the budgets, they try to keep them down. But with some of the effects that you have in this, I think it gets pretty tough to do that. And I have some of my favorite Bond movies, and I'll tell you what they are. You know, if I was ranking them, where would I kind of put them? But I'm excited about this next one because it comes out on the 8th. So that's coming up. If you look at the calendar, that's next weekend. And like I said, there's a lot of promotion for this. And for Daniel Craig, this is the end of the line. If you think about when he started with Casino Royale. I can't say it. Royale. That's it. Royale in 2006, and then went through four more. And this one is called No Time to Die.
Past isn't dead. James, fate draws us back together. Now your enemy is my enemy.
His name is Stefan.
And what does he want?
Revenge. Me.
When her secret finds its way out, it'll be the death of you.
You can imagine why I've come back to play. There's a young lady in Santiago I want you to meet.
You're late.
When you're ready. Salute.
I met your new 00.
She's a disarming young woman.
I get why you shot him.
Yeah, well, everyone tries at least once.
James Bond.
We both eradicate people to make the world a better place. I just want to be a little tidier.
Nope.
Harder to tell the good from bad, villains from heroes these days.
What is it?
I don't know what this is. He's going to kill millions.
If we don't do this, there will be nothing left to save.
So you can hear the big bangs and the aw shuck lines, I call them that, with the British accent that make that whole Bond series, I think, what it is. And I look at this one, and I haven't seen it. I'll see it when it comes out, and I'll be able to give you, I'll go beyond the cheap movie review, but it looks pretty good to me. And I'm not surprised, because we haven't had one in a while, and they're going to pump what they can into this. And so it might be a great send-off for the last of Daniel Craig. All right, so my all-time favorite ones, A View to a Kill. I love that song, too, A View to a Kill. 1985, yeah. So it made $153 million. It was made for $30 million. It was the seventh and final Roger Moore film. And it was Duran Duran that had that song, Dance Into the Fire, and it's one of the, it may be one of the best 007 themes. I liked it, and I liked the movie. I think some people thought it was one of the worst, but I liked it. I liked parts of it, I guess, and maybe because it was the send-off for Roger Moore, I would say, you know. That's why. And Spectre, to me, in 2015 would be one of my all-time favorites. That was Daniel Craig. It made $881 million, box office-wise, of course. And it, I don't know, it just had that whole thriller feel to it. And, it, you know, it's the battle of espionage, old-school espionage, as I saw it written somewhere, and high tech, I guess. And the whole idea is he beyond his prime, and can he really do what he has to do? And he gets chased in the very beginning of the movie all over the place, and he falls in love, and you don't see that very much, of course, with the whole Bond character woman going from woman to woman. And there was some... there were some good bad guys, I think, in this one, and I liked it. The other one, another one I would put on my list of likes that some might have thought wasn't as good is Die Another Day. So that one was $142 million to make. It made $432 million. Pierce Brosnan was 007. And it had Madonna sung the title song from it. It had a couple of interesting actors in this. Halle Berry was a bad guy, in this, and she was really, really good. And there's some cheeseball-y lines, but I think they were funny. And she is the character Jinx, and so that's like, again, one of the gal pals that hangs out, you know, with Pierce Brosnan. And I thought there were some good scenes. There was an invisible car in an ice palace. There was a sword fight. There was surfing. There definitely was some really good themes in that one. All right, I'm going to tell you more about No Time to Die because I don't want to leave you hanging. So the budget to make it was $250 million, and it's the swan song for Craig, Daniel Craig, and it's the typical adventure from what I read from the plot and from reading some of it, and the supporting characters are pretty good. Ana de Armas is a ruthless kind of novice field agent. He always has the bumbling field agent or the newbie. And Money Penny is back, so that's pretty cool. And there's some really big action scenes, I understand, in this. And it's interesting, at the top of the hour, when I pulled Alex Kay, our technical maestro for the show, into the lion's den as we kicked off the show, and I had him tell that fun fact about what was really the start of Call of Duty and video games, some of those video games where especially it was about shooting, etc., was GoldenEye. And this one, a lot of the action, they say, devolves into generic run-and-shoot video game-style set pieces, right? So it kind of gives you that idea of what he was saying, how that flows into that. And they're saying that this has some of that feel. You have some of that feel in it. And if you see it in an IMAX especially, you feel at times that video game feeling. So now I'm really curious, now that that's kind of planted in my head, as to what as to what that would look like on an IMAX screen. I'll throw in this last one. You Only Live Twice, 1967. Sean Connery is Bond. And think about the times then in the 60s. $9.5 million budget. It made $111.6 million. That was big money. And there's some great villains in this one. See this one if you don't see any others. One of my all-time favorites. Hang with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has signed a short-term measure that will keep the government running through early December. The House and Senate passed the measure earlier on Capitol Hill. But now Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to gain the support to pass the bipartisan spending bill. She has remained committed to a vote on a $1.5 trillion bipartisan infrastructure agreement.
We're on a path to win the vote. I don't want to even consider any options other than that.
Dozens of progressives, led by Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal, are threatening to defect without assurances that a larger reconciliation package also gets approval.
going beyond trust to verify is about, unfortunately, some senators.
The key to the reconciliation talks is West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, who is saying he won't go above $1.5 trillion on the reconciliation bill. This is USA Radio News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that Pyongyang would restore severed communication lines with Seoul in early October in a sign of thawing inter-Korean relations. In a speech delivered to North Korea's parliament, Kim said he wanted communication channels restarted to see the recovery of the North-South relations from the present deadlock. Kim said that the progress depends on the attitude of the South Korean authorities, and he noted that the North has neither aim nor reason to provoke South Korea and no idea to harm it. In his address, Kim said that the United States remains utterly unchanged in posing military threats and pursuing hostile policies toward North Korea. He called efforts at engagement no more than a petty trick for deceiving the international community and hiding its hostile acts. Washington responded by calling for North Korea to return to the negotiating table. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah.
All right, we have entered the man cave. That means we're talking football. Of course we're talking football. We got the NFL week 4, and besides week 4 in the NFL, there's also college football where it's anyone's guess, besides I think Alabama's so dominant as to what's going to happen at the tail end of this. I really love college football, and I hope they expand the playoffs. Maybe just 2 more teams. I know we could argue about that, and if you were sitting in the man cave with me, perhaps that's exactly what we would be doing. Forever and ever and ever, as long as I can remember, when I was doing especially sports talk radio, the conversation would be about, we need a playoff system, we need a playoff system. Well, we have one, but I think now it needs to be tweaked just a little bit. Although this year, it might not even come down to that. It might be pretty obvious as to who should be where and what ultimately happens with the last couple of teams in the semifinals and then ultimately in the final game. But it's exciting stuff. There's no question about that. So we look at college football, and there's a couple of things that stand out. I like this Shamrock series. I don't know why it just popped up on my radar today. The Fighting Irish, of course, have won 6 of 8 of the matchups against the Cougars, but BYU is mighty and strong, and this is going to be played at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. So Notre Dame's going to travel to take them on. It's the Shamrock series is what they call it, October 8th, and these two programs are in the top 25. And Notre Dame is looking really good as you're going into week 5 of this 2021 season. But the Cougars are too. I mean, hey, the Cougars are 13 and Notre Dame is 9. And it's fun to watch these two teams play. And they really, really get into the whole Shamrock series, even though it started in 2009. It started then, and it was at a neutral site around the country, and it markets the fan base. Certainly, it helps Notre Dame, and in this case, it'll just add to BYU. Why wouldn't you pick the opportunity to do that? Of course, it makes complete sense to me, you know, absolutely. And when we look at other games, speaking of BYU, because they take on Utah State this week, that's always a fun one to go to for people who are fans of either team. But I look at Michigan and Wisconsin. That's at Camp Randall Stadium. That's coming up on Saturday. Michigan at 14. And you look at Wisconsin, they've had certainly their woes. Looking at some other games on the weekend, Oklahoma and Kansas State. That's at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, as they call it. And Oklahoma's 6, so they have something on the line. Oregon and Stanford, that's always a fun one. That's at Stanford. Oregon's 3, so the Ducks want to stay strong and they want to win this one over Stanford. Stanford can be tricky. You have Ole Miss and Alabama, and how do you beat Nick Saban, right? And this is a premier game. It's going to be on CBS. It's in the afternoon, 3:30 Eastern, I believe. And when I look at the matchup, I mean, Alabama is just head and shoulders, but Ole Miss can maybe make it pretty interesting. And wouldn't it be something if they handed them their first loss? Oklahoma State and Baylor, that's pretty dead even at Boone Pickens Stadium. That's a night game on Saturday, and Oklahoma State at 19. So there's a slew of games, and I could pick out some others that might even be more interesting to many of you. Like for my friends in Louisiana, how about Auburn and LSU? And that's at Tiger Stadium. Tiger Stadium is a wild, loud place to see a game. I've seen a couple of games there. It's really, really a lot of fun. And I'm just kind of glossing over, you know, some of what I think is happening. But I go back to my statement about Alabama, and it's just a given. Can you imagine if you're at Alabama and there's even the rumblings, and there have been in the past, not so much this year, but you know, maybe 5-6 years ago, oh, Nick Saban, you know, the lure of going to the NFL, go back to the NFL. Are you kidding? Why would he do that? He has just the perfect scenario, and 4-0, 1-0 in the conference, and nobody's shocked by that, right? I mean, Alabama knows how to do it, both offensively and defensively, and Alabama fans will create kind of a hostile environment for Ole Miss. Although, like I said, this could be a lot closer game than some people think. Let's jump to the pros. And when we look at the matchups this week, we know we did the nail the score thing. By the way, you get a chance to nail the score. You can do that on Wednesday night, Wednesday show in our first hour, last segment. It's fun. You get the chance to clear the prize closet if you nail the score. I picked the game of the week. And there were a couple of games that would have been interesting to run. It was really kind of tough for me to pick. I look at the Broncos and the Ravens. I think that could be a really, really good game in week 4. I look at the Panthers and the Cowboys, and ultimately that's the game. That's the game to zero in on. But I think it's the Cowboys. I can't imagine that the Cowboys don't cover that line. They're 4.5-point favorite, although the Panthers with Sam Darnold this year have been incredible. So my guess and nail the score was that the Cowboys would win. And we had a lot of people that picked the Cowboys. I don't think I had anyone that picked the Panthers, in fact. The other game that's going to be fun to watch is going to be the Rams and the Cardinals, and that's an afternoon game at SoFi Stadium. And we're starting to see some things that are shaking out. We know the New York teams are in trouble. The Giants probably lose this one again to the Saints. Who dat? I can't imagine they don't. So then they're 0-4. The Jets are just putrid. They're probably going to be 0-4 because they're hosting the Titans. And this is just going to be a long rest of the season, I think, for both of those teams. And then we start to look at who's the MVP. And I almost think it's too early to who are the clear front runners. I mean, I look at some of the quarterbacks, and I got to think that, you know, Aaron Rodgers was the MVP last year, and you look at the Packers, he said that first loss was just an anomaly, and I think he's right. The Packers at 2-1 take on the Steelers. The Pack is favored by 6.5. I think they cover that, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have another incredible year. But would he get back-to-back MVP? Probably not. If the Cowboys, I mean, he could. It's unusual. Cowboys, if they continue to improve and look good, and Dak Prescott coming off a horrible injury, if the Cowboys end up there in the end and they keep doing what they're doing, maybe it's Dak Prescott because of coming off of that injury and coming back and bouncing back. And how about the Buccaneers? I mean, the Buccaneers-Patriots game, it's going to be one of the most expensive tickets for any sporting event in Boston because it's Tom Brady's return. The average ticket price. So in a way, Robert Kraft should thank him because he's going to make a lot of money. The average ticket price is $1,101, but that's average. So people to be even closer and have the premier seats are paying serious coin for this game to see Tom Brady. And what's the reaction going to be? I can't imagine that the crowd's not going to give him a warm reception. I mean, listen, he delivered for the Patriots, so I think he will get a warm reception, and he's close to a record, a passing record, and he may get a standing ovation for that. It's so strange. I'm used to it because now we're in yet another season of Brady being with the Bucks, but I think Brady proved his point and his worth, obviously, by what happened with the Buccaneers last year and winning the Super Bowl. This game, though, at Gillette Stadium, nice weather too. It's like 73 degrees. Can't wait to see that one. I'm definitely watching that game, and probably some of you are too. It's the NBC night game anyway, so that makes that pretty interesting. I love those Sunday night games. You know, it's coming down to the nitty gritty in the in Major League Baseball. We're through the dog days of summer, and now it's about postseason and the chaotic race for a couple of spots in the last couple of days. The wild card race, I think, has really paid dividends and made baseball that much more exciting. Of course, that was implemented years and years ago, but it's a perfect example that every year you see teams that are on the bubble of not making it and making it in, and it's just a question of a game. After an entire season, going through an entire season, it comes down to that one playoff game, and, you know, lose, you're out. And when you're in, and you have more of a shot of perhaps going on a little bit further. Hey, speaking of shots, I'll tell you who knows all about that. Frank Thomas. He took a big one. Frank Thomas has sort of found his field of dreams, I guess. The Hall of Famer is now part of a venture that bought controlling interest in Go the Distance Baseball's stake of the All-Star Ballpark Heaven and the Field of Dreams movie site, and this is in Dyersville, Iowa, and it is just beautiful what's happened out there with the Field of Dreams. And in fact, you know, Major League Baseball built a ballpark adjacent to the movie site, and the Yankees and the Chicago White Sox played the first big league game there on August 12th. The Cubs and the Reds are playing there next season, so that's going to draw a lot of people. That game is in August, and this is definitely a destination site where people go and see it. I saw it and it blew me away. And I guess, you know, I love that movie. And so you think of Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt, and he's in the Hall of Fame. He's a 5-time All-Star, 2-time American League MVP, and yay. Having his muscle behind it, I think, will make a big difference. All right, we are out of time for the Man Cave. Stay with us. We'll meet you on the flip side.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com.
or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As the sun rises up on high, and my eyes look to the sky.
We go over to the UK for a conversation with Issa Darby. His book is called Worlds of Gin. What I like about what his book does, it's what I call excellent reverse engineering, where you take something historical and then it's fantasy where it's wrapped in that. So your mind, I think, can paint some pretty vivid pictures. And to me, this is just me, for everybody listening and all of you know me, it's about that. It's about feeling like I'm in it. And I think that that is the key thing to Issa's book, Worlds of Gin. Issa, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, for inviting me.
Did you do that intentionally? Did you think, like what I just said, that, hey, I love the idea of this setup of taking history then wrapping it around fantasy?
I did. I think you put it better than I could have there. The way you explained it then was excellent. Yes, I wanted to write a fantasy novel, but I didn't want it to be pure fantasy. I wanted it to have some bearing in the real world so that people can relate to it. Even if it's back in history, people can still relate to it because there's an element of reality there.
Yeah. And, you know, you're taking us back in history to the Crusades, which is interesting because people are fascinated by the Crusades. We're seeing Hollywood is consistently making movies about it, even now and before, and every decade we see that. So I think that really kind of pulls us into this. So tell us about Worlds of Djinn. Give us kind of a little thumbnail. We're not going to give away all the details of what we can expect when we crack open your novel.
Essentially, it's a book about, I've picked a particular historical period. It's the Third Crusade. The Christians are occupying the small town of Acre. They've been pushed out of Jerusalem. The Muslims are occupying Jerusalem itself. And there is tension between the two sides, but there's also a very fragile peace. Just about being held together between the two sides. So I thought, well, what if there's a third party that wants to disrupt this fragile peace in order to create tension, in order to perhaps take over themselves? And then the fantasy element came in. What if these people are working with beings from other worlds? The Arabs call them jinn. In English, that's genies. But the jinn can encompass all sorts of creatures. So then I started bringing in creatures from other mythologies and simply using them as a form of jinn. And so I thought, well, these people are working with those jinn. In order to stop them, the others, the ones that are holding this fragile piece together, would have to also work with jinn in order to not be overwhelmed by the superior force. That's how it began. And then it expanded from there as I thought more and more about it.
Wow, I'm just thinking in my head, you know, as I said, you paint these great pictures, that if you and I were sitting in a coffee shop, what kind of djinn would be flying around us with these creatures? And I know you have a prince that's a main character. So tell us about one of the creatures, because I think that's fascinating.
He's probably another main character, and he comes in reasonably early in the book, and that is Zenith, who is a very high-powered djinn working with Jawad against the forces of evil or the forces of darkness, whatever you like to call them. And he is – he's in – what I've done in the book is now I've looked at the – this is going to sound really strange, but I looked at the biblical idea of Satan and the Islamic idea of Satan. The Bible says that Satan was an angel who was cast down. The Quran says Satan was a jinn who was cast down. But it also gives the impression that Satan was among the angels. So what I thought is, well, what if some jinn were promoted to the position of angel? So they were, in essence, angels, but also jinn. And what if Satan was one of those? What if Zenith is also one of those? But he's on the good side, whereas Shaitan, Satan, is on the bad side. And so Zenith becomes quite an important character in the book as well, from the jinn perspective.
Zenith, I love it. This book, Worlds of Djinn, which you can get on Amazon and wherever great books are sold, of course.
Yeah.
What do you hope people take away from reading your book? So someone hears our conversation or someone finds out about your book and they say, you know what, I'm going to, and you and I are both voracious readers, so we understand the importance of, you know, picking a book and getting lost in it. What do you hope the reader takes away from picking up Worlds of Djinn?
Well, when I read books, the books that really capture me are the ones where I go away thinking, or I go to my wife and I say, wow, there's a great piece in this book. You know, this piece here really made me think. An example would be David Mitchell's Cloud Atlas. There are bits and pieces throughout that book where I'd stop and actually put a marker in the page and go, I want to read that out loud to my wife, because what he said there has really made me think. And hopefully that there are elements of my book that will also make people think, oh, that never occurred to me, or that was an interesting point. So in addition to the story, maybe I'm hoping that people will take more than just the story, that there are some messages throughout the book as well.
Yes, and definitely it's there are messages. There are what I call like sort of mileposts in your writing. But you're not done. You're not done with just Worlds of Gin. You are right now working on a sequel. How's that going?
Yeah, I started it. Maybe six chapters in, but since retiring, you know, I've worked in a number of jobs over the years. My last period of work was 16 or 17 years of working in education. But before that, you know, years ago, back in the 80s, I worked for Cat Stevens and in the music business. Everything's been under pressure. And since retiring, I'm finding it very, very nice to not have to do anything. And I think one problem I've got with the sequel is I'm not under any deadlines, and I like playing computer games, I like watching Netflix, and I love listening to music and doing other things. So it's progressing, but it's progressing slowly.
That's a great answer. I love it. Etha Darby, you are a delight. The book Worlds of Gin, I love it. That reverse engineering that I talked about in the beginning of this conversation, again, you can pick it up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or, again, wherever great books are sold. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, you have to love it. Worlds of Gin, and what an interesting guy. When we talk about doing other things, you know, how the music, I think, influences that whole creative flow. And Etha Darby and his group, the group that he's with, the Cynical Renegade, I mean, does it get any better than that? They've got a fan page that you can actually go to, or if you check out the Cynical Renegade fan group on Facebook, I guess that's the best place to go. You can hear some more of that music and get some of that that music, because I think it's quite good, actually. Since our conversation, I've talked to a few people and turned them on to his work, not just his book, you know, Worlds of Gin, but also the fact that he plays, and you can tell his story about when he was just a kid and running into Cat Stevens, and then how that moved forward and led to this interesting odyssey at such a young age. And, you know, it's never done. And I think that's part, it's interesting. I think it's part of who he is. And I think it's part of the miracle of creativity. When you have that creativity that flows through you, I think it extends in so many other directions, and he's a great, great example of that. And whether it's the music or the book that we just talked about, boy, how interesting does it get? When the world opens back up, I hope to be somewhere sitting in a pub or a bigger place and listening to Etha and the rest of the guys from Cynical Renegade. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Remember, make it count, everybody.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.